Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin starts now.
Now
on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
612, News Radio 92.3, Pensacola Right Now. Chris Bryan, Austin Price. Trying to get my times right here this afternoon.
Time's flying.
Very excited that weekend is here. Thank you so much for having us on. Let's go ahead and dive into the three important things you really need to know about this afternoon.
Here's today's top three stories.
Okay, number one, this week, active Pensacola Energy customers began receiving part of $1 million class action lawsuit against the city. Under the terms of the settlement, $12.6 million in payments going to be made to PE customers who paid the franchise fee. This was from 2011 to 2024. The checks range from six figures to as small as just a couple of pennies. The exact amount someone receives depends on how much they actually paid into the system.
And as hurricane season, beware of misinformation appearing on social media. That's always good advice to take, but many platforms like Facebook contain deceptive posts, recycled storm videos, and AI-generated content that are not accurate and dangerously misleading. These are not trained meteorologists, so this hurricane season, listen to News Radio 92.3 for the most accurate and up-to-date tropical storm information.
Okay, number three, Ascension Sacred Heart broke ground on a new freestanding ER in Pace Thursday. The facility is being built in the Five Points area. That's at the intersection of Berry Hill Road and Shamukla Highway. That facility will employ 40 people and is expected to open up sometime next spring.
Here's your top local stories this hour.
Well, got some good news here for our sister station, Cat Country 98.7. Of course, you know it is a very popular country station around Pensacola. Well, it's been nominated for a couple of Marconi Awards, including Radio Station of the Year for the medium market and Country Radio Station of the Year. That's amongst all markets combined. The Marconi Awards presented by the National Association of Broadcasters for 2024 and 25. One of five nationwide radio stations to receive a nomination for each award.
Okay, Pace residents aren't happy that the Santa Rosa County School Board put a stop to fireworks at their high school football games. Former head coach Kent Smith addressed the school board yesterday.
But if you've been to a game, you realize the atmosphere that we have at Pace High School. And it's not just football players. We have 180 football players. We have 200 band members, 50 cheerleaders, 100 ROTC students, over 500 students in what we call the red zone. We have 50 SGA students that are all involved and look forward to Friday night.
You bet they do. The board says they want to work together to make those fireworks possible again. So good luck to them. 6:15. Got a slide around here. Austin Price looking at the weather and local traffic together on News Radio 92.3.
Yeah, let's see what we got here. Typically around this time every hour, or every afternoon, rather. It doesn't appear like we're dealing with much, and that appears to be the case now as well. We may have a little bit of backups on Highway 90 if you're traveling eastbound towards the Walmart Supercenter in Pace, but outside of that, there shouldn't be much holding you up, so thank you for staying safe. Please continue to do so, and I especially mean it heading into this weekend. Right now, it's 87 degrees, and it's going to be a low of 75 tonight, but we're going to see some rainfall chances ramp up over the course of the next several days into the first half of your next work week. Luckily, as we get through those days, though, the high is going to be warm. Of course, it's Florida in August, but it's not going to be as bad as you would think, sitting only at about 89.
Here's your top state stories this hour.
Federal judge ordered a two-week pause on the construction of Alligator Alcatraz as hearings challenged the Everglades detention facility's environmental impact on the communities down there. Well, Tom Homan, he's, of course, the border czar, saying that facility, pretty darn nice, top notch.
I walked through the food preparation area, fantastic. I went through the medical facility, top notch. I went through the detention facility, air conditioning was fine. I asked about the reports of clergy not being allowed. They show me the books where the clergy's been in there. They show me the books, there have been no trauma cases.
And a convicted killer is guardedly optimistic that he can still clear his name. That's what a lawyer for Tommy Ziegler said yesterday after asking a judge in Orange County to order a new hearing. Ziegler is on death row for killing his wife, her parents, and another person in Winter Garden 50 years ago. His lawyers say DNA evidence released last year should be proof that he didn't kill anyone. The judge could issue her ruling in just the next few days.
Florida House Speaker Daniel Perez said Thursday he is setting up a selection committee to look into redrawing congressional districts. The move is a response to last month's Florida Supreme Court decision that upheld a constitutional congressional map back in 2022. Redistricting typically happens once a decade after the U.S. Census.
And Rick Scott is addressing what he calls an alarming threat posed by our smart devices. Senator Scott announced yesterday he has introduced the Protect the Grid Act. It's directed at high-wattage smart devices produced or controlled by China and other foreign adversaries. He says internet-connected appliances can come with embedded software controlled by companies affiliated with China's government and warns this could give China an avenue to infiltrate and disrupt our electric grid.
I want to go back and kind of support the story I just told you about the redistricting issues and issues like that in Florida. Republicans here in the state are now considering a mid-decade change to those congressional maps, similar to what the GOP is doing out in Texas. Here's Jessica Rosenthal.
Florida has 20 Republican-held congressional seats and 8 are held by Democrats. Now, the Florida State House Speaker Daniel Perez is telling lawmakers they're going to create a select committee on congressional redistricting, only to consider U.S. House seats, not changes to state House or Senate seats. Governor DeSantis said earlier this year redistricting mid-decade was a good idea given population shifts since COVID. Democrats call the move corrupt and unlawful. And the Florida State Senate website does say the state constitution directs the legislature to redraw district boundaries at its regular session in the second year following each decennial census. Jessica Rosenthal, Fox News.
And Florida updating its agreement with ICE regarding federal immigration detainees at Alligator Alcatraz. We were hearing Tom Homan talk about this earlier. As far as Alcatraz goes, it spells out how state corrections officials should handle federal immigration detainees at the non-correctional facility. The decision was made after a civil rights lawsuit claimed detainees had limited access to attorneys in immigration courts. Additionally, construction has been temporarily halted while environmental laws are being considered.
This story is gaining traction against all platforms. And what we're talking about, the discussion continuing today on how that nurse was put into position of illegally treating so many people down in Florida. And now they're asking, how did this ever happen? How in the world did this ever happen? The woman has been arrested for posing as a nurse. She did this for years without a license. Chanley Painter has more on the report.
29-year-old Autumn Bardisa. She's accused of pretending to be a registered nurse and treating some 4,400 individuals at a local hospital from July 2023 until she was fired in January. Hospital administrators only finding out after offering Bardisa a promotion in January when they discovered the license she used to originally apply for the job was allegedly expired and stolen. She was arrested on Tuesday. Bardisa now faces 7 felony counts of practicing medicine without a license and 7 counts of identity fraud.
And you can never be too careful when it comes to your kids. Law enforcement officers have a warning for proud parents as their children head back to school. The Manatee County Sheriff's Office says parents should reconsider posting their kids' back-to-school pictures online. Deputies say sharing personal details such as child's name, school, or location could put them at risk. So if parents do insist on taking photos, they recommend using generic backgrounds and sharing the posts with trusted friends and family only.
All right, this is News Radio 92.3. The Trump administration's promoting funding for school choice. Well, speaking about the new money at an event in Tampa, Republican Senator Ashley Moody says the money will lead to higher grades nationwide.
For those that value parental empowerment, the ability for all kids to have options in education so that they can fulfill their God-given potential, this is such a critical piece of legislation.
6:20 here. We'll take a quick break. You're listening to Pensacola right now. We'll be back in just a few minutes with some of your headlining national stories for you right here on News Radio 92.3.
Saturday, August 16th, come to the Sneak Peek Land Sale at the Ranches at Creekside Preserve and get your gorgeous 20 to 50 plus acre estate in desirable Baldwin County on sale from only $139.9. That's right, get 20 to 50 plus acres in Baldwin County from just $139.9 with excellent financing available. Ranches at Creekside Preserve features private large acreage tracts with beautiful woodlands, rolling meadows, and a peaceful creek, all surrounded by pristine natural beauty and abundant wildlife. It's your opportunity to live in Baldwin County, Alabama, one of the fastest growing coastal counties in the U.S. due to low taxes and a low cost of living. Don't miss out. Come to the Sneak Peek Land Sale at the Ranches at Creekside Preserve and get your gorgeous 20 to 50 plus acre estate in desirable Baldwin County on sale from only $139.9. Call 877-888-1415 or visit creeksidepreserveal.com. creeksidepreserveal.com.
Why is Bray Jewelers the best place to buy an engagement ring? Come in and see our selection. I promise you, we have more diamond engagement rings than you'll see anywhere in the panhandle of Florida. But it's what you do for people that they don't expect that they remember. The little things that we do, we want to deliver special experiences for you at Bray. We love doing what we do, and we love making people happy. We want every person that walks into the store to feel like you're part of our family. I want everybody to have an amazing experience at Bray Jewelers.
Each Sunday at 7:30 a.m., the Bible Baptist Bookstore of Pensacola, Florida brings you Theological Seminar with teacher Peter S. Ruckman, founder and president of the Pensacola Bible Institute. He will teach you what the Bible says about the subject, not merely what it is presumed to teach.
Tune in this Sunday at 7:30 a.m. for Theological Seminar with Dr. Peter S. Ruckman, brought to you by Bible Baptist Bookstore on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
You're at the age you're ready to retire, but you're probably considering downsizing. You've worked hard all your life, and now it's time for you. It's time for you to enjoy your time. But where? There are many choices when it comes to a retirement community, but there's one you'll want to know more about. Tune in Monday at 9 on the Pensacola Expert Panel as Tranquil Villas and Myrtle Grove Villas will be the guests to discuss all the great reasons to consider retiring in the place.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620.
Let's go. You're still glowing, flirting, grooving. You still got it. But your immune system weakens as you age, making it harder to fight flu, pneumococcal pneumonia, RSV, and COVID-19. Vaccines are a key part of any health routine and help strengthen your immune response. Ask your doctor or pharmacist which vaccines you need. Schedule in minutes at VaxAssist.com. Sponsored by Pfizer.
Like what you hear?
Give us your feedback by filling out our News Radio Listener Advisory Board survey. Just go to our website, newsradio923.com, and fill it out.
Simple.
News Radio 92.3.
Kind of tearing me apart. Jenny says, turn off the radio. Jenny says, turn off the light. Jenny says, turn off the video.
And all the news updates within 30 minutes right here on Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin.
Here's your top national stories this hour.
6:23, News Radio 92.3. Republican state lawmakers in Texas planning to have President Trump's FBI arrest their fleeing Democratic colleagues this weekend unless they return to the state to cast a vote on the state's redistricting plan. Jackie Heinrich has more from the White House.
He's been vocal about this issue that the Texas Democrats need to get back to Texas and do their job. He did not dismiss a call from Senator Cornyn to have the FBI assist in that effort to locate and arrest these members and bring them back so they can fulfill their duties. He's also pointed out the hypocrisy of Democrats heading to states that are heavily gerrymandered, including Illinois and also Massachusetts. We will continue to watch this story and see if the president says anything more about it.
Okay, it is 6:24. Boy, the afternoons flew by, didn't it, Austin? Really did.
Indeed.
Indeed. Well, the market's having a pretty good day today. Really did. Here's Hillary Barsky with the numbers.
Stocks ending higher for the day and week, with the Nasdaq notching its 18th record close of the year as investors digested a mixed batch of earnings reports and the latest developments on the Fed front. Investors are hopeful that the Fed will start slashing rates soon, this after President Trump chose economic advisor Stephen Miron to fill a vacancy on the Fed Board of Governors until January, replacing Adriana Kugler. Most of the 11 S&P 500 sectors finished higher, with tech leading the charge. The Dow winners, Apple, United Health Group, and Visa. The Dow decliners, IBM, Salesforce, and McDonald's. The Dow rising 207 points, the Nasdaq up 207, S&P 500 up 49. Hillary Barsky, Fox News.
6:25, Austin Price, looking at the weather and local traffic together on News Radio 92.3.
Luckily, not too much going on. I think in our last update, I said we had some backups on Highway 90 traveling eastbound towards the Pace Walmart. Looks like there is still a little bit there, but it's nothing too crazy. As for your weather, 87 degrees, low of 75 tonight. Got rainfall chances creeping up over the course of the next several days, which is going to keep the high capped at a relatively docile 89 degrees.
Well, today marks 2 years since the Maui wildfires devastated communities across Hawaii. Well, Nikki Shenfield, she's with Fox affiliate KHON Television in Honolulu this afternoon, talking to the mayor of Maui. His name's Richard Bisson Jr., about progress being made out there.
Mayor Bisson says 51 homes in Lahaina and Kula have been completed.
We have so many more, 460 plus, that have already been approved as well. And among those, I want to say maybe 280 are in various stages of completion. Some just starting, some getting ready to end. So I expect that number of 51 to go up higher.
Also moving along, the debris removal from Oluwalu to Kahului is more than halfway done. Water and sewer are also back online for residential neighborhoods, which also is ahead of schedule. But it will take time for the commercial district to rebuild.
And Indian Prime Minister Narendra Modi says that he had very good and detailed conversations with his friend President Putin. The Prime Minister's post on X comes as President Trump has ramped up tariff threats to a total of 50% against New Delhi for Russian oil purchases. India has previously said Russian energy is crucial to ensuring a stable domestic supply.
The Department of Justice launching a criminal investigation into New York Attorney General Letitia James. Claiming her civil fraud case against then-candidate Donald Trump was a violation of his constitutional rights. Davey Spunt has more.
Two well-placed sources familiar with the probe tell Fox News that New York Attorney General Letitia James and her office is under investigation by the DOJ here in Washington. We're told that Attorney General Pam Bondi signed off on the probe. Subpoenas were sent to James's office, and there is a grand jury investigation underway in the New York State Capitol of Albany. The specific investigation, my colleague Jake Gibson, Ashley Oliver, and myself are being told, involves deprivation of rights, which in plain language means someone in a position of legal authority violating someone else's constitutional or legal rights.
And Billy Long is out as IRS commissioner. Multiple reports say that he will leave the position less than 2 months after he was confirmed by the Senate. A White House official says Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent will become the acting head of the agency. Long, of course, is a former congressman from Missouri. The Republican was confirmed in June in a 53-44 party line vote.
627 News Radio 92.3. Astronaut Jim Lovell, who was the commander of Apollo 13 and helped turn a failed mission into a victory, has died. John Scott has more on his life and times.
In 1965, Lovell and Frank Borman were launched into space for 14 days on the history-making Gemini 7 mission. After that, he commanded Gemini 12, along with co-pilot Edwin Buzz Aldrin. Lovell then went on as command module pilot and navigator on America's maiden voyage to the moon, Apollo 8. Lovell marked his fourth and final trip into space as commander of the now historic Apollo 13 flight. 2 days into the mission, an explosion in the oxygen tank. Apollo 13 proved to be Captain Jim Lovell's finest moment as an astronaut.
Odyssey Houston, we show you on the main.
He led his crew back safely home to Earth on April 17, 1970. John Scott, Fox News.
And since we're on the topic of space here, astronomers say they've discovered a distant black hole estimated to be up to 300 million times the size of the sun. A study published in the Astrophysical Journal Letters found that the oldest and most distant black hole at the center of a galaxy considered to have formed around 13.3 billion years ago. The discovery could shed light on the universe's earliest days and provide insight into how black holes and galaxies evolved.
Okay, new Instagram feature making many users a little concerned for their well-being in real life because of a app sharing location data. Well, Eben Brown has more on the story.
Instagram's latest update now includes Instagram Map, which can show your location data to other users. Some are complaining that this feature could lead to safety issues, especially for people threatened by stalkers. Meta, the company behind Instagram, says the feature is by default not activated. But just to be sure it's not broadcasting your location, go to the top of the DM box, then to the map, tap the settings icon in the upper right, and then under there, select who can see your location and change it to none if you want no one to find you. Don't forget to tap done to save the settings. Eben Brown, Fox News.
Okay, we're talking some sports for you. We'll do that in about 5 minutes or so, so be ready for that. Chris Bryan, Austin Bryce. This is News Radio 92.3.
This is a Fox News alert. I'm Tom Rigotti. President Trump announcing on Truth Social that he will meet with Russia's leader about ending the war in Ukraine next Friday. Fox's Peter Ducey has more.
As it turns out, this summit with Vladimir Putin is going to be a home game for President Trump in Alaska. We don't know specifics yet other than it'll be there in a U.S. state on Friday midday.
Texas Democratic lawmakers face legal action if they don't come home after fleeing to prevent a vote on redrawing the state's congressional map. Fox's Brooke Taylor has the details from Austin.
The Texas House Speaker gave Democrats a deadline to show up or face consequences. Quorum was not met yet again. Well, dozens of Democrats are in blue states refusing to come back.
Democrats say the plan would harm minority representation. America's listening to Fox News.
Summer's heating up, and so is the menu at Sonny's Barbecue. This is Eldon with Sonny's. Sink your teeth into delicious competition-style St. Louis ribs, smoked to perfection and ready for a standing ovation. Or try the new barbecue slider sampler. Three bold sandwiches and one happy belly. Feeling a little tangy? Grab the Tennessee Vinegar pulled pork sandwich. It's got a zip that you won't soon forget. Don't forget to save room for the strawberry corn cakes. They're sweet, seasonal, and only for summer. Visit sunnysbarbecue.com for the location nearest you.
Here's what's happening around Pensacola this week. Kick back with your family and friends at the Gulfside Pavilion Friday night for another Cinemas in the Sand, presented by the Santa Rosa Island Authority. Bring blankets and chairs for the movie Shrek, beginning at sunset. Plan to enjoy the Navarre Farmers Market Combs of Honey. Pick local and fresh produce, along with unique products, every Saturday from 8 till noon at Highway 87 and Segura Corner. Find more events and submit yours at newsradio923.com.
Hey, Andrew McKay here. You know, a couple of years ago, we started doing something with the Pensacola Morning News that until that point we had not done at all, which is to podcast the entire episodes. Now, we've always put podcasts up of the interviews or of particularly interesting segments, but for several years, we have podcast the full show, so you can go and listen to it at your leisure. If you, you know, listen to us at 6 o'clock normally, you can go back and listen to the 5 o'clock hour, or, as some people have told me they do, you can even re-listen to things just to catch stuff you might have missed. In any case, all the podcasts are available at newsradio923.com.
Hey, Pensacola.
News Radio 92.3 wants to know what you think about our programming. Join the Listener Advisory Board and fill out our quick survey. Your feedback helps us shape the shows you love and discover new ones. Whether it's news, talk, sports, or other programming, we want to hear your suggestions and ideas. It takes just a few minutes, and it makes a big difference. Visit newsradio923.com today to fill out the survey. Let's make your listening experience even better. News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
When lights close the tired eyes, I'll soon be with you, my love.
We now return you to Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin. Text in your questions at 850-437-1620. It's News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable. Here's today's top three stories.
Well, this week, active Pensacola Energy customers began receiving part of $1 million class action lawsuit against the city. Under the terms of the settlement, $12.6 million in payments will be made to PE customers who paid the franchise fee from 2011 to 2024. The checks range from six figures to as small as pennies. The exact amount someone receives depends on how much they actually paid into the system.
Okay, number two, this hurricane season, beware of misinformation appearing on social media. Many platforms like Facebook contain deceptive posts, recycled storm videos, and AI-generated content that are not accurate and dangerously misleading. These are not trained meteorologists. This hurricane season, listen to News Radio 92.3 for the most accurate and up-to-date tropical storm information.
Absolutely. And your third and final top story this afternoon, Ascension Sacred Heart broke ground on a new freestanding ER in Pace yesterday. The facility is being built in the Five Points area at the intersection of Berry Hill Road and Chemukla Highway. The next facility will employ 40 people and is expected to open sometime next spring.
Here's your top local stories this hour.
Big congrats going out to our sister station, Cat Country 98.7. It's now been nominated for the National Association of Broadcasters Media Market Radio Station of the Year and Country Radio Station of the Year. The winners will be announced this fall, October 19th in NYC.
All right. Well, how wholesome is that? And parents of students at Gulf Breeze Elementary School met with Santa Rosa County School Superintendent Dr. Karen Barber today to discuss concerns over the incident where a senior high school student under active investigation for having child pornography was allowed to participate at the elementary school's senior walk last May. Several concerned parents asked the district to continue investigating who knew about the student's potential charges.
Here's your top sports stories this hour.
Fox Sports Update. Late blitz coming. Burrow finds his man, and Ja'Marr Chase is going to coast into the end zone. They beat the blitz with a quick throw from Joe Burrow. And the Bengals score once again in their second possession.
NFL preseason on WCAU. Joe Burrow played the first two offensive series for the Bengals against the Eagles and was nearly impeccable. 9 completions on 10 attempts for 123 yards and 2 touchdown passes. The Bengals did not win. The Eagles beat them 34-27. While quarterback Jalen Hurts did not play for the reigning Super Bowl champions, Tanner McGee started and threw for 252 yards with 2 touchdown passes and 1 TD run. On the second offensive series for the Colts last night against the Ravens, Indianapolis starting quarterback Anthony Richardson suffered a dislocated pinky when he got sacked. Richardson was replaced by Daniel Jones, who threw for 144 yards. The Ravens beat the Colts 24-16. Keaton Mitchell ran for 68 yards and a score for Baltimore. After the game, Anthony Richardson recalled the injury, saying, "I saw my finger in a different direction. I'm like, maybe I'm tripping. And I looked at it again." He said it was definitely like that. Richardson said the finger was swollen and tender, but he'll be okay. Longtime Seahawks head coach Pete Carroll, back in Seattle last night, now is coach of the Las Vegas Raiders. The game finished in a tie, 23-23. The Raiders tried to win it on a 55-yard field goal attempt by Daniel Carlson on the final play of the game, but the kick got blocked. Former Seahawks QB Geno Smith made his debut with the Raiders, only played one series, completed 1 of 3 passes. WNBA, the Phoenix Mercury melted the Indiana Fever 95-60. Alyssa Thomas became the first player in WNBA history to record a triple-double in the third straight game. She had 18 points, 11 rebounds, and 10 assists. For more scores, stories, and features, go to foxsports.com. I'm Jared Max.
Get more on the Fox Sports app and foxsports.com.
And we've got some NFL action for you tonight. Of course, we've got a full slate over the weekend. But right now, we've got all three of tonight's preseason games afoot. We got the Falcons beating the Lions 3-0 with 4 minutes to go in the first quarter. Lions trying to get a preseason win. They've already got one loss under their belt. You also got the Browns losing to the Panthers 7-0 with 3.5 minutes to go in the first. And then just now, this is interesting. It's just now kicking off, but it's the Commanders and Patriots, and it says the Patriots are up 6-0. So either they had a kick return or they had their first play from scrimmage go to the house.
All right. Busy weekend. Busy weekend for preseason. Let me just run down the games for you this weekend. Tomorrow's games, the Giants, the Bills, Houston takes on Minnesota, Pittsburgh plays Jacksonville, Dallas takes on the Rams, Tennessee will face Tampa Bay. And the Jets...
when Tom Brady was enshrined in the...
Go ahead,
the
son.
Jets take on Green Bay. Kansas City will face Arizona. And Denver takes on San Francisco. Those are your Saturday games. Now, the Sunday games, Miami takes on Chicago. And the game that a lot of folks around here are very concerned about, Saints play the Los Angeles Chargers. Hopefully, we'll get a chance to see these. And we don't have to go out and buy the NFL package to do it.
Hopefully so. No. And round two of the St. Jude Championship in Tennessee is underway. The first event of the PGA Tour's FedEx Cup playoffs is going down in Memphis at TPC Southwind. Only the top 70 players earned a spot in this week's event, with that number being cut down to 50 for next week's BMW Championship. Now, before Jared Max rudely interrupted you just a couple moments ago, why don't you go ahead with your next story?
Well, this is a story about our good buddy Tom Brady.
It's a story about
a guy named Brady.
Yeah, not just any guy.
That's exactly right. New England, they're going to set Tom in stone. Big statue coming
down. I see
down.
What you did there.
Yeah, here's Jerry.
When Tom Brady was enshrined in the New England Patriots Hall of Fame last year, team owner Robert Kraft announced his former quarterback, who led the franchise to 6 Super Bowl titles, would become the first in team history to get immortalized with a bronze statue. This evening, in Foxborough, Massachusetts, the Tom Brady statue will be unveiled ahead of the Patriots' preseason opener at Gillette Stadium against the Washington Commanders. Fans with tickets to the game are encouraged to arrive early for the 7:30 Eastern Time kickoff, as a 15 to 20-minute ceremony for Brady, hosted by Robert Kraft, is scheduled to kick off 6 p.m. Eastern inside the Patriot Place Plaza. There is limited room for fans with tickets, but the majority will watch on large screens from their seats inside the stadium. The Brady statue stands 12 feet.
Jared Max, Fox News.
And since we're talking about some NFL legends here, former Green Bay Packers receiver Billy Houghton has died at age 95. The Houston Chronicle reports that he actually died Monday. He holds Packers franchise records for most receiving yards in a game and touchdowns in a rookie season. Drafted by the Packers out of Rice in 1952, he went on to play seven seasons with Green Bay. He also suited up for the Cleveland Browns and Dallas Cowboys in his 12-year NFL career.
Here's today's health news.
Well, there may be new tech that helps prevent hydration. Austin, hydration we're talking about here. Yeah. Lisa Brady has a story.
This is House Call for Health. We recently talked about hot summers and the importance of staying hydrated. But there's a wearable hydration monitor that could help prevent heat stroke. Researchers at the University of Texas Austin developing a non-invasive device that continuously measures hydration levels in real time and then transmits that info wirelessly to a smartphone. Study leader Professor Nanshu Liu says dehydration is a silent threat that affects millions of people every day, and the monitor empowers individuals to take proactive steps to stay healthy and perform at their best. Fox News Digital says the sensors use a method called bioimpedance, which sends a small, safe electrical current through the body via strategically placed electrodes. But like always, the best way to stay hydrated, be sure to drink plenty of fluids, especially during those summer scorchers. For more health news, go to foxnewshealth.com. House Call for Health, I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News.
All righty, and a new COVID variant spreading in the U.S. this summer. Known as variant XFG or Stratus, the variant first popped up in Southeast Asia back in January, and according to the CDC, it's now responsible for about 14% of U.S. cases as well. The variant doesn't seem to be any more severe than other more common ones, though.
The Department of Health and Human Services is pulling hundreds of millions of dollars in funding vaccine development. This is over failures of the mRNA shots. Here's Jeff Manasso.
HHS is canceling 22 projects totaling $500 million with pharmaceutical companies to develop vaccines using mRNA technology. The decision, Health Secretary Robert F. Kennedy says on X, after scientists determined that mRNA vaccines fail to protect us against upper respiratory infections like COVID and flu based on mutations. The reason, he says, people got the Omicron COVID variant despite being vaccinated.
Let me be absolutely clear. HHS supports safe, effective vaccines for every American who wants them.
HHS now replacing the mRNA program, saying the department's prioritizing safer, broader vaccine strategies that don't collapse when viruses mutate. Jeff Manasso, Fox News.
And we've been talking about this on and off, I want to say. Cases of a deadly flesh-eating bacteria are growing in the Sunshine State. Four deaths and 13 cases of Vibrio vulnificus have been reported in recent weeks. The victims were in Broward, Bay, Hillsborough, and St. John's counties. Health officials say the bacteria is found in warm seawater. So along with staying out of warm seawater if you have open wounds, they are urging people to also avoid raw or undercooked seafood. So I guess if you're a sushi lover and you make it yourself, you need to be careful with what you're fishing.
Or oysters. Watching out for
that's really,
high mercury content in oysters.
I was semi-joking with the sushi thing, but that part is very much true.
I'm an
oyster guy?
I'm a survivor of that, actually, at 11 years old. Ate some out of East Bay, tonguing for oysters out there. We had the boat out and doing this. Got sick as a dog.
Oh, gosh. Seafood's dangerous,
listen,
man.
You never want to get sick off of bad oysters. I want to just leave that with you. Okay, 6:45, 15 away from 7, News Radio 92.3. Let's talk some weather and traffic. Here's Austin.
Yeah, here I go. Let's see what we got here. Luckily, not much. The only spot I was giving you updates on earlier this hour was a little bit of congestion on Highway 90 if you were traveling eastbound towards the Walmart in Pace. And that is still there, but it doesn't look too severe, so I guess it's not much of a problem. As for your local weather, 87 degrees, low of 75 tonight. The rainfall chances are going to increase decently over the next several days, but luckily, that's going to cap the high at just 89.
Okay, let's take a look at the national snapshot. If you do not mind, Fox senior meteorologist Janice Dean in with a look into the weekend.
Strong to severe thunderstorms will be possible across the northern plains and upper Midwest as a cold front pushes through.
Heavy rain could lead to flash flooding as well, so please be on alert. The heat is a big concern across the West, the Southwest, and the Plains. Phoenix, Arizona set an August record yesterday at 118 degrees. We're watching the tropics closely with an area of low pressure off the southeast coast and a system that will move into the Gulf and bring the risk of heavy rain and flooding this weekend. Fox Weather has all of your latest details. I'm Janice Dean, Fox News.
Here's today's business news.
Okay, stocks soaring today, adding to weekly gains with the NASDAQ and S&P 500 on pace for a record close. Here's Susan Lee with the details.
When corporate America and Wall Street are voting with their money and they're telling you that they're believing in the policies, the economy, and the health of corporate America, that's why you're looking at the second record close for the tech-heavy NASDAQ, 16th of the year for the broader S&P 500. And it's also encouraging when 90% of corporate America that have given in their quarterly report card so far have made more sales, more profit than anticipated, and that breadth is widening, meaning not just tech companies that are making more money. It also shows you the consumers are going in to bank more at J.P. Morgan and also buying Coca-Cola.
I'm Chad Robison with Your Money Now. Stocks rose today on Wall Street during the final trading session for the week, with the Dow and NASDAQ both gaining more than 200 points and the S&P 500 up close to 50. Shares of Sweetgreen dropped more than 25% today after the salad chain cut its 2025 outlook for the second straight quarter. For the full year, Sweetgreen now expects revenue of between $700 and $715 million. President Trump says he will nominate Stephen Moran to fill a vacancy on the Federal Reserve's Board of Governors on a short-term basis. The president added Moran will fill the role until the term expires in January. The launch of an Instagram feature that details users' geolocation data has elicited some backlash from social media. Meta debuted the Instagram map tool earlier this week. Crude oil futures for September currently sit above 63 a barrel. That's Your Money Now.
Well, it's getting harder to find an affordable used car as President Trump's trade war continues. Well, Max Gordon is in today. He's out in Van Nuys, California with more.
Consumers' tastes are changing. They're looking for more economical, fuel-efficient cars. And honestly, the car game, the used car game, is all about volume because the margins are pretty low. According to Cox Automotive, which tracks used car prices, tariff threats have made the used car market volatile in recent months. Still, experts from Kelley Blue Book say consumers don't need to rush out and immediately buy a car before prices go up further. They should still shop around and maybe check out other brands if their preferred model is in short supply.
And more than 12,000 packages of sugar cookies sold at Target are being recalled by the FDA. The recall was issued over concerns of wood contamination in its 10-count packages of Favorite Day Bakery frosted sugar cookies. The FDA confirmed that the cookies had been shipped to distribution centers in Connecticut, Maryland, and Ohio, and sold at retail outlets in 20 states, along with D.C. A representative for Target said customers with affected Favorite Day products can return the items with a receipt for a full refund.
Okay, a car rental service using AI to scan for damage on vehicles. CJ Papa has more on it.
360-degree AI-powered scanners are inspecting rental cars for damage. Hertz using the devices to detect dents, scratches, tire wear, and even undercarriage damage before and after customers rent a vehicle. The technology is soon expanding to more rental companies and even hotels for checkout inspections. Hilton Hotels are experimenting with AI-powered sensors that can detect when a guest has been smoking or vaping in a room, triggering fines in some cases. When it comes to auto rentals, experts say always take a video of the vehicle's condition before and after your rental and ask the company for a copy of the AI-generated report. CJ Papa, Fox News.
And the leader of a neo-Nazi group has been sentenced to 20 years in federal prison for plotting to attack Maryland's power grid in 2023. Brandon Clint Russell of Orlando was convicted in February for planning to blow up electric substations in the Baltimore area. Sarah Beth Clendaniel of Catonsville was also convicted in the plot, and last year she was sentenced to 18 years in prison. Authorities estimate the attacks would have caused damage in excess of $75 million.
6:50, 10 away from 7, News Radio 92.3. The CEO of tech giant Intel fighting off allegations that he has ties to companies with links to the Chinese Communist Party and military. Here's Lydia Hu with more.
The CEO, Lip-Bu Tan,
He's only been in this job as CEO of Intel for about 5 months, but now he's defending himself. Tan sent a note to his employees at Intel saying that he has always operated with the highest standards and adding this, quote, I fully share the president's commitment to advancing U.S. national and economic security. I appreciate his leadership to advance these priorities, and I'm proud to lead a company that is so central to these goals. Intel also standing by Tan for now, writing this in a statement, quote, Intel, the board of directors, and Lip-Bu Tan are deeply committed to advancing U.S. national and economic security interests and are making significant investments aligned with the president's America First agenda.
An administration insider is the top choice for the Fed Reserve Board spot. Jenny Casola has more on the report on News Radio 92.3.
President Trump is nominating the head of the White House Council of Economic Advisors, Stephen Miron, to fill the vacancy on the Fed left by Adriana Kugler, leaving her post early. Last year, Miron co-authored a paper arguing for sweeping reforms at the Fed. Investors expect Miron to agree with the president that interest rates should be lower. He's expected to serve out the final months of the term, while the White House seeks a permanent Fed official in addition to a new Fed chair to replace Jerome Powell. His term ends May 15th of next year. Fed nominees require Senate confirmation, including a hearing before the Senate Banking Committee. Jenny Coselda, Fox News.
Just about 6:52 here. We'll take one last quick break. You're listening to Pensacola right now. Back in just a couple minutes with some pop culture notes, some more frivolous headlines, and one final check of your roads and weather to ease you into this weekend right here on News Radio 92.3.
Looking for the best in flooring? At Jonathan's Flooring, you can select beautiful luxury vinyl plank flooring with the texture of wood, waterproof, and longer lasting. Jonathan's Flooring offers the most affordable pricing, first-class workmanship and installation, with a large selection of tile, carpet, or the latest in luxury vinyl plank flooring. Performance and sustainability is what makes Jonathan's Flooring the best choice for your floors. Stop by Jonathan's Flooring on North Palafox, south of 9 Mile Road, or online at jonathansflooring.com.
It is the veteran, not the preacher, who has given us the freedom of religion.
It's the veteran, not the politician, who has given us the right to vote.
It's the veteran, not the poet, who has given us the freedom of speech.
The veteran, not the campus organizer, who has given us the freedom to assemble.
It is the veteran, not the reporter, who has given us freedom of the press.
It is the veteran, not the lawyer, who has given us the right to a fair trial.
We should all be very proud of our young men and women in the service, no matter where they serve. Thank you.
Tune in Monday at 10 on the Pensacola Expert Panel as Regeneration Station will talk about how they can help relieve individuals with severe pain with their latest in scalar and biophotonic energy room, which can allow cell regeneration, improve immune function, detoxify the body, elevate moods, and assist in balancing right and left hemispheres of the brain to increase energy levels. It's the Regeneration Station, Monday at 10 on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
Good morning, guys. I just want to warn you, traffic is tough out there.
We are here for you to tell you how to keep safe.
Everybody who is listening needs to take cover as soon as they can.
To provide the music, talk, and sports you love. And to deliver the news that matters to you. We are the voices you can trust. We are live and local. We are America's broadcasters. Text radio to 52886 and tell Congress you depend on your local radio stations.
Message and data rates may apply. You may receive up to 4 messages a month, and you may text STOP to STOP.
This message furnished by the National Association of Broadcasters.
Like what you hear?
Give us your feedback by filling out our News Radio Listener Advisory Board survey. Just go to our website, newsradio923.com, and fill it out.
Simple.
News Radio 92.3.
Pensacola right now.
All right, 6:55, heads up, Pensacola. Austin Price looking at the weather and local traffic together on News Radio 92.3. What was that?
That was the Cranberries.
I got you.
Yeah, that not underrated group for sure.
I remember the Cranberries.
Yeah. And
Remember that song, but I remember the Cranberries.
Looking at the roads here. Don't have too much going on the roads. If you are dealing with backups wherever you may be, they hopefully should not hold you up for very long. As for your weather, 87 degrees right now. Low of 75 tonight. Rainfall chances are going to ramp up a bit as we get through the next several days. But as a result, we're only going to have highs sitting at around 89. So it's going to be warm, very warm, especially during the middays. But hopefully, relatively bearable for your average panhandle Floridian.
Here's today's pop culture news.
Well, Fox News host Greg Gutfeld appeared on a issue and special guest on Jimmy Fallon's The Tonight Show Thursday evening.
Right.
And one thing that they stressed about this, his appearance was pretty much politically free.
Yeah, apolitical, yeah.
Yeah, I like that. Here's Michelle Polino.
Greg Gutfeld made his first ever appearance on The Tonight Show, starring Jimmy Fallon on NBC Thursday. The Fox News host, known for his sharp, incisive humor and right-leaning views, joined Fallon for a segment that mostly sidestepped politics. The only Trump mention came when Gutfeld described his upcoming Fox game show, What Did I Miss?, which quizzes contestants on headlines after being sequestered away from society.
They have no idea what's going on.
They have no phones, nothing.
No, nothing. And then when they come out, we quiz them on the news, fake or false, fake or false. And with Trump, you can't tell.
Gutfeld pulls bigger ratings than the other late-night shows, though his show airs an hour earlier. Michelle Polino, Fox News.
And the lawyer for Sean Diddy Combs says he may seek home confinement for the convicted rap mogul. Combs was found guilty last month, of course, on two prostitution-related charges and could get up to 5 years in prison when he's sentenced in October. In a pre-recorded interview with TMZ, lawyer Mark Agnifilio said Combs wants therapy for both anger issues and substance abuse, which is not provided in prison. And he said he may ask the judge to give Combs home confinement and would make therapy a condition for supervised release.
Happy Whataburger Day. 75th anniversary. Good
Thank
for the,
you.
Good for the orange and white there.
You know that's big for my culture.
Yeah, big birthday celebration. They're giving away presents. You were there earlier today, didn't get one darn present.
Let the record show I was not there to get a present. That was just an average day for me.
Tanya J has more.
Whataburger is turning 75, and the Texas-based burger chain is celebrating with its famous food priced at less than a buck. Today is National Whataburger Day, and they're selling their classic hamburgers for 75 cents on in-app and online orders. Customers must be a Whataburger Rewards member to get the deal. The chain, which has more than 1,100 stores in 17 states, is also rolling out commemorative cups and throwback fan favorites from the Whata Vault. Whataburger CEO Debbie Stroud says it's their way of saying thank you. Tanya J. Powers, Fox News.
Yeah, Chris, you and I just cracked the case as far as why I didn't get a reward. It's not because Whataburger did not honor my request. It's because I was not one of their royalty members.
What do I have on my phone?
You've got your membership screen.
I am a member of Whataburger.
Yeah, you're flexing that. I need to be a member, though. You and I were saying that would be financially sound.
Yeah, you really do. And you do. Believe me, it's a lot of fun. It's a lot of fun. Hey, the Canyon Fire north of Los Angeles burned nearly 5,000 acres in just a couple of hours. Carmen Roberts has more on that fire that is unfortunately burning out of control.
The Canyon Fire exploded on the scene Thursday and quickly grew to thousands of acres, fueled by extremely dry conditions, scalding temperatures, and gusting winds.
Oh, my God. From the time we saw the smoke, within an hour, we had ashes, and then we knew we were in trouble.
Carlos Rodriguez with the Silver Strand Movie Ranch. The fire burning near Lake Piru prompted evacuation orders for Los Angeles and Ventura counties. The fire's threatening people and animals. A heartbreaking video showed a cow running to escape the blaze. Carmen Roberts, Fox News.
And you know, since we're talking about animals here, and I want to end it on a wholesome note, a 20-foot python being treated after it was rescued from a dumpster in Los Angeles. The snake was found on Tuesday, abandoned at an apartment complex dumpster. The python is suffering from a bacterial infection known as mouth rot. I don't know what that is. She's being treated with medications and is expected to fully recover in about 3 months.
All right, it's going to be a very interesting weekend. Now, after Sunday, they downsized the lifeguard stands out on the island.
Because a lot of them are going back to school.
That's exactly the reason why I wanted to kind of throw that out there. It wasn't because of anything in particular.
It wasn't because of
greed.
It's just
the fact that most of the staff are young school people.
Right.
So there you go. That's what's happening. Also, the weather, pop-up chance of showers throughout the weekend, 40-40 Saturday, Sunday. And again, it's pop-up showers, nothing major. Enjoy the weekend. We'll see you Monday at 4. Chris Bryan, Austin Price. This is News Radio 92.3.
Listen on air at 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620. News Radio 92.3. WNRP, Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.